page 111. Although they have been in contact with traders and missionaries since the 17th century, the Innu lived as permanent nomadic hunters until the second half of the 20th century. While traders and missionaries influenced them, neither were successful in persuading them to abandon the fundamental beliefs and practices associated with hunting. For example, despite the urgings of priests to the contrary, the Innu accepted only temporary and contingent forms of leadership under the Utshimau, quote, first man, unquote, in the hunt. Henriksen, 1973. They placed a high value on personal autonomy, sharing, and gender egalitarianism, and were even considered to be, quote, communistic, unquote, by one anthropologist, Leacock, 1994. However, what has affected them most profoundly is the division of their lands. As a response to French-British competition for timber and furs, the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council...